This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. I'm in the office of the overall chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Mr. Tom Cole from Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner, Mr. Cole. And I want to talk a little bit about where we are right now in the appropriations process. But as we speak, we've now gotten six bills out of committee reported to the floor. We got another six to go. So I want to get your thoughts on how things are going so far.
I'm very pleased with how things are going. Frankly, we got a late start. We didn't finish the appropriations process until the end of March this year. There had thankfully been some preceding hearings. Members have been moving toward it. But we now are on a really hard schedule. And as you know, Steve, we have 12 major bills we have to pass to fund the day-to-day operation of the government. Six are out of committee. One has actually moved across the floor, one of our most important bills, veterans and military construction. It's something you know a lot about, given your background. But again, nothing moves across the floor if it doesn't come out of committee. So the drive will be to finish the rest of these bills before the August break, and I'm very comfortable we'll make meet that objective.
Still have the Senate to deal with. They've got a vote in all of this process, and so it's not as simple as the House moving it and everything's done. You got to have the Senate to do the same.
You're absolutely correct about that. And, you know, honestly, I've been a little bit surprised the Senate's not moved faster because we have excellent appropriators over there. Susan Collins, who's the Republican ranking member of Appropriations Committee and good friend of yours and mine, some by respect. Patty Murray, I worked with for 8 years when she did Labor, Health, and Human Services for Democrats. I did the same thing for Republicans. We alternated as chair and ranking members, worked with Rosa DeLauro on our committee, Roy Blunt over there. Point is, these are really good people, but for whatever reason, and they're going to come in at much higher numbers than we do, they've not moved things out of committee as robustly as we have. Last year they did, and I think Chuck Schumer, honestly, doesn't like to move individual bills across the floor, as we've done at least in one case. He much prefers one big, messy deal at the end, which our people hate. We want to deal with things individually. So I would actually say right now, and I say this with no disrespect to either Chairwoman Murray or Ranking Member Collins, we're ahead of them. And that surprises me a little bit because they were quicker to the draw, so to speak, last year.
One of the things that is always a challenge for people in senior positions like yourself is to manage the expectations of the conference on what we can do. But from an appropriation standpoint, we're supposed to have our work done and bills signed into law ready by the 1st of October, the beginning of the new fiscal year. But that has been out of reach for many years and probably not subject to change this year.
I agree with that, although the most important thing for us on the Appropriations Committee is to get our work done in a timely manner so that it could happen. And if we can get all our appropriations bills out of our committee, which I think we will by mid-July, certainly before we go home in the August break, we will have done our part. That's all we can do. We can't answer for the Senate. We can't answer for the administration. But honestly, while I would hope our members, if they can vote for the bills in committee, then can vote for it on the floor, we're not accountable for what happens on the floor. That's a leadership decision. As I tell people, in committee, we don't really have much excuse. We have a larger margin in our committee, on the Republican side, about a 7-vote edge, than we have in the floor of the Congress, where we only have a 2-vote edge with a lot more people voting. So that's tougher for our majority leader, Steve Scalise, and our whip, Tom Emmer. But at the end of the day, our job is to give them product, to produce something that's conservative, consistent. We have a very representative committee in terms of everybody on the conference, from our more moderate members to the Freedom Caucus, and our more conservative has a voice. If they can all vote for these bills in committee, and most of them have so far on final passage, then there's not much excuse for other members to vote no. But again, we need to get our work done on time. I'm pretty comfortable we will.
Enough about Congress. You're a Oklahoma Sooner.
Oh, Boomer Sooner.
And I hate to even broach the subject, but you're coming to the SEC. So what are your expectations? What should we know as we accept the Oklahoma Sooners and the Texas Longhorns into this new conference?
Well, the first thing you should know is we hate one another, and we will continue to hate one another in the SEC. But it's a great rivalry, just like Alabama-Auburn's a great rivalry. You know, there are a lot of great rivalries in that conference, or Alabama-Georgia or what have you. Second thing to know is we respect our opponents. We understand we are moving into the best football conference in America. And there are no weak teams in the FEC, and there are no easy games. And so we know that. The other thing that I think our new friends should expect is we come to play, too. We've won 7 national titles. That hadn't been an accident. We're consistently good. We will fire coaches if we have to stay good. At the University of Oklahoma, 8-4 is not considered a good season. Let alone 4-8. But we'll rise the level of competition. I will tell you this, Texas is already there. You saw that last year. They beat Alabama and Tuscaloosa. So they can play with anybody. We're probably a couple years behind. Lincoln Riley hurt us a lot. But we have a lot of good players. We have a great coach in Brent Venables, and we intend to come to play. But again, we respect the quality of the competition. I actually believe the SEC is a better conference. One last point I'll make, don't be worried about our football players. You guys aren't going to come close to beating our women softball players or our women gymnasts. We have the best in the country. I mean, 4 national titles in a row, 7 of the last 11 on the softball field. And if you think you can compete with the Sooner women who've won multiple national titles in gymnastics, good luck.
Sorry I ask about Oklahoma. Tom, it's a joy. It's an honor to serve as a subcommittee chairman. Under your leadership, we congratulate you on your ascension to the top on the appropriations panel and continued best wishes.
Well, thank you. Much more importantly, thanks for your 30 years of splendid service to this country in uniform. Thanks for the sacrifice that you make to come and serve. You're one of my best friends in Congress, and you're frankly one of our best members and one of our very best subcommittee chairmen, and I look forward to a brilliant future for you as long as we can convince you to stay here.
Yeah.
So don't think you can go home and have fun. You have to stay here and work for the people of your district.
You're very kind. That's Tom Cole from Oklahoma, chairman of the House Appropriations Committee. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.